Bike sharing could be coming to downtown Jacksonville. On Tuesday, the Jacksonville Transportation Authority will hear pitches from four operators. Ennis Davis is here with more. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. So bike share has been implemented worldwide. It's not a new concept. It's working in a lot of places. Do you think it would work in downtown Jacksonville, though?
So bike share has actually been around since 1965. It started over in Europe. The first bike share system in Florida was in Miami Beach back in 2011. Can it work in Jacksonville? Of course it can. There are several smaller cities that are significantly less dense with less infrastructure than what Jacksonville has. There's even suburban bike share programs in Florida today. The fact that four companies that are known to operate bike share programs across the U.S. have responded to an RFP pretty much gives an impression that they believe they can operate a successful system here in Jacksonville without the need of JTA's dollars.
What is JTA looking for, Ennis?
Bike share is seen as a solution by many transit agencies that solves the last mile.
The infamous last mile problem.
Some situations, there is a need for a pedestrian to access other spots that the transit system may not serve. So the last mile is considered that segment in the trip.
And how would the Skyway stations factor in?
If you had bike share hubs within these existing Skyway platforms, then hopefully in the long term what that would do is make a more cohesive system, which leads to more reliability, which leads to more ridership.
There are kind of two models of bike sharing: docking stations and then those that don't have any docks that you can leave wherever you are done using them. And then they have GPS locators in them, and other people just use an app and find where the closest bike is. So do we have a mix here with these operators?
All these operators do have the ability to create and operate systems of various types. One of the challenges is going to be, in recent years, dockless has become a popular system for the end user, as well as operators, because it's just cheaper to operate and maintain.
And those are the ones that you can leave anywhere.
Yes. But the negative side of that is deployment in many cities has been somewhat haphazard, leading to bikes being thrown in retention ponds and trees to even homeless people taking bikes. It really boiled down to how each of these operators present the material to the JTA, as well as how they plan to implement, maintain, and operate their systems.
So the next step is Tuesday. JTA will hear from these companies. What happens after that?
JTA at that point can decide to select the company to negotiate with for the implementation operation of a system, or they may decide to reject all four.
We'll see what happens Tuesday. More on bike share in Jacksonville at thejackson.org. That's JAXSON.org. That's Ennis Davis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Police and Fire Pension Fund.